Lunchtime replay from Money FM 89.3. Hashtag Wanderlust with Tim Goh only on Money FM 89.3.
Hashtag Wanderlust right here on Lunchtime on Money FM 89.3. And if you've been following this series, you know very well how much I love exotic destinations. And what and how do I define exotic destinations? Well, usually places where you need to make several stops before you get there. But some exotic destinations really require one straight flight at times. And it really depends on what is exotic to you. That depends on what you find exotic. Some people might find Asia exotic. Some might find Africa exotic or the Middle East, which is what we're talking about today with the editor, the travel editor of Life on the Straits Times, Lee Siu Hua, joining me again today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You went to a place that I guess many would describe as exotic, right? But it's not really that exotic when you think about it. We're talking about Saudi Arabia, which just recently opened up for tourism.
Yes. It introduced a new tourist visa on September 27th.
And this tourist visa... Okay, let's backtrack a little bit and give a background to our listeners. Saudi Arabia was not open for tourism for a casual tourist before this.
Right. It was just for a minimal set of like 5 to 6 neighbors generally. But this time it's opened its borders to 49 countries, including Singapore.
So how easy is it to apply for a visa?
Right. Now you go online and it's supposed to be 3 simple steps. I went just like a couple of days before the official launch, so I had to go through a protracted process, okay, which is no fun.
Oh, but you're special, so it must be it must be okay, right? You're going there to find out what is happening behind this country, which many people have had a lot of misconceptions about.
True.
Right? Previously, people can go for business, right, or for employment purposes, but now it's open to tourism. What sort of tourism is there to see in a place like Saudi Arabia?
It's got, well, from end to end, this is a vast country, so it has... Most people don't know that there are wintry peaks. They might know that there is the Red Sea for diving, some luxury resorts, and that there's Jeddah. It's a fun happening city with chic cafes, and you know, they linger by the Red Sea.
So we're not treated with endless oil refineries and things like that.
Okay.
And deserts. That's a misconception, I guess, coming from my part.
True. It's much more than scorched deserts. And I actually didn't see a single oil refinery, but just found that the petrol is benzene is pretty cheap.
Yeah. Okay, like how cheap? Because I just came back from Iran, and when I was there, it's not the case anymore today, but when I was there, a liter of gasoline is cheaper than a liter of bottled water.
Yeah, it's along those lines. I don't have the exact figure, but it was like,
10 cents a liter,
right,
kind of thing, right?
Yeah, so it's, plentiful.
Okay, so there are stylish cafes. What would make somebody want to go to Saudi Arabia apart from work or for pilgrimage reasons? What else is there for a regular casual tourist, a Singaporean tourist for that matter?
Right. If you're a lover of the super exotic like you, Tim, right, there is that second Petra, the hidden Petra. And, in a Google mapped world, a lot of people will be wondering, what? There is another Petra. So both Madain Saleh.
Madain Saleh is one, yes.
Right. Or Hegra, which sounds like a sister of Petra.
Right.
They are both cities on the ancient incense route, where this ancient Nabataeans were of... Arabic origin. They used to ply the frankincense trade, making tons of profit.
So this is another hidden World Heritage Site.
That's right.
That previously probably nobody has seen before other than the people who are living in Saudi Arabia or who are allowed to visit Saudi Arabia. Do you know why? Did they tell you why they finally decided to open up this kingdom to casual tourism?
Yeah, it's the main big reason is that the Saudis are trying to diversify away from oil,
right.
You know, much like what it's its competitors have been doing in that part of the world.
Okay.
So even though Saudi Arabia is the world's top producer and still sits on 18% of the world's reserves,
mm-hmm.
it has decided to get
start
into tourism,
right.
Yeah, and they like to say that tourism is makes up 10% of the world's GDP. So there's plenty of potential. And why a place like Madain Saleh was under the radar? It's partly because I think they had an internal debate. It's like that place was pre-Islamic, so there would be conservative Saudis. They
right.
have to make peace and negotiate with each other, but they figured out that the world wants these such hidden treasures. And so they're going to unveil it mm-hmm. officially October 2020. So some of us got a first glimpse of it.
Ah, there goes my birthday travel.
Your birthday travel. Yeah, go before. You know, you can still go. There's a winter festival right now in that area where you'll hear world-class musicians and or saw over this World Heritage Site, this towering sandstone towers mm-hmm. in a vintage aircraft or
Ooh.
Air balloon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Lee Siew Hua, travel editor of Life on the Straits Times, and we're talking about Saudi Arabia. This is very interesting because we all hear about Saudi Arabia. There are direct flights to cities in Saudi Arabia. We've heard pilgrimage, people going there especially for pilgrimage, but now you can go as a tourist. Singaporeans are included in a new tourist visa scheme for 49 countries, which you can apply online, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, and we have the second Petra, which will open up officially next October, next year. How about the people? We've, as you mentioned earlier, there are conservative people in Saudi Arabia. We've heard about this before. How do they treat tourists and tourism?
Yeah, there are always this, you know, two, three facets going on. So when I arrived at the airport in Riyadh, the capital,
mm-hmm.
so it was pretty impressive. You know, they had someone, a young man, a millennial with an iPad.
With your name on it?
Not yet my name, but it did say, something along the lines of open hearts, open borders.
Oh.
So it's a good welcome.
Okay, good slogan.
Right. And I was exiting. Oh, I had to get an abaya first. But I was exiting properly in my black top-to-toe abaya. An airport official decided to step up to me and he said, "Are you a nurse?"
Okay, clarify that because there are a lot of Filipino nurses working in Saudi
right,
hospitals.
Right, professionals, and they're
nurses,
very
yes.
well known. So,
doctors and nurses, in fact, yes.
Yeah, great professionals there. And I said, no. I think the next question, the first question uh-huh. was probably, where's your husband? No husband. Are you a nurse? I'm not. I'm on a business visa. And said, and his whole demeanor changed and said, "Welcome, welcome." So it was a quick flip.
But
right?
There are still those expectations and stereotypes because, well, you can expect because they haven't been in the receiving end of a lot of tourism before.
So, no, you're right. And however, there's so much to the credit because the children are taught to be generously hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I encountered lots of that throughout my almost 1 week in Saudi Arabia.
This is a good point to take up. Generally hospitable people, because I've been to, well, Iran is one of those places, Uzbekistan as well. In the beginning, you think, what is wrong with these people and why are they so nice and why are they giving you things or buying you drinks? But they've been told to do this, and it's part of their culture. They're not out there to scam you.
Since they are little children, and then this is, parts of the Middle East would be the inhospitable desert. So you really need the kindness of strangers to survive. It's merciless. So I think many reasons for that, but you could catch a couple of that, and truly the... Yeah, it's a real, right? It's nice. Is it real? Yeah. It's authentic.
It's authentic. And because they're seeing a tourist maybe for the first time in their life, they're extra nice to you, right?
Yeah, I think they're nice to each other too,
yes.
Right? Yeah, but in Iran was a fabulous example for both of us. Mm. I imagine you just came back, right? Mm-hmm. We were... mobbed like celebrities.
Exactly. They love seeing people like us and being there. But the skeptical Singaporean traveler or expert traveler in many people would start thinking, okay, somebody might be going through my things behind my back or there's something, but there isn't. So this is something, a message that you should be talking about for travelers to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right. I had personal encounters and at the Stylish Cafe in Jeddah, I met a young female neurosurgeon. And
a local?
Yeah, she was drinking coffee alone.
Okay.
Right. And we started chatting, a fleeting encounter, but over the weekend, because I'm writing the story, we were WhatsApping each other again. I showed her a picture of my coffee, my latte in Singapore. And so she told me she is a solo traveler.
Mm.
Is that possible? Can you travel alone?
So she's a solo local traveler traveling alone within the country.
To Paris,
London, okay, I see.
And Chicago to watch Coldplay.
All right, but we were under the impression that for females in Saudi Arabia, it's very hard for them to travel alone without a chaperone.
Yeah. So I asked her and she said that she's 25. So when she started traveling, she would have been, you know, early 20s. And she said that she needed to get her father's permission. He didn't have to travel with her, but it was some kind of electronic permission, she said.
So now everything is electronic.
Yes, all E, right. And she said, this needing to travel with a male family member, that's a thing of the past. It's just been recently changed. And just today, there was this news story, right, about that Saudi Arabia has also done away with segregated dining in the country.
Oh.
Right. Some places used to have separate entrances for men and women, separate places. But it's gone. I mean, all along, the more cosmopolitan cities like Riyadh and Jeddah didn't need that anyway.
Okay.
But it's like quietly taken away. And apparently, female tourists don't have to wear abayas anymore.
If you are a tourist.
Yes, if you're a tourist, but you just should stay respectful, which is always a good idea.
Yeah, a good idea to be modest when you're traveling to Muslim countries anywhere, right? Okay, so that's a good point. You don't need to wear an abaya. Do you need to cover up your hair like other Muslim countries? It's not necessary.
No, I didn't have to wear anything on my head throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the opposite of Iran when I had to cover my head. But I didn't have to wear an abaya.
Right. You can wear as modern as you want as long as your head is covered.
Yes.
And up to your elbow is covered, I think, in Iran for females. All right. That sounds good. So what do you think is the potential for Saudi Arabia as a tourism destination?
Yeah. It has splendid potential because of this hidden gems and because the world craves newness.
New places.
However,
old places that are recently discovered kind of places.
That's right, yeah. And to be surprised, it is so, you know, fun or chic. And however, it still has to take some steps there. I think that's a grand vision for everything. But even, you know, like my airport encounter, but I would say I believe in it, give it time. Even the infrastructure, they have Ritz-Carlton and everything there. But, you know, they still have to smoothen the journey a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the fun part for the intrepid travelers who are discovering new places.
Yes. And stay intrepid. And I actually always encourage Singaporean travelers that, you know...
experience new things.
Yeah. Let's experience new things. Let's get out of this... Singapore-sized comfort zone.
Exactly.
You're right. And it'll be everything will fall into place. You take those, you know, just be a bit wise and, you know, step out there.
Be street smart when you're out there but enjoy the experience at the same time because, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, especially for countries that have just opened up for tourism.
That's right, yes. And how many places are left?
Well, I'm sure there will be more. One last question, Siuhua, that I have to ask you from a Singaporean perspective is the safety of travelers out there. Is it safe?
Yes, it is. It is safe. I stepped out a little bit on my own also, although it was, you know, a daylight, but I was left alone, and I don't believe there's much of a crime scene there. So I guess take it in our stride, so Saudi Arabia would have conflicts around the far edges of its borders, right. Yemen and all this. They'll say that we don't want to get into this fight. So this is the Middle East. But these would be very, very far away from the places that we would want to step into the cities or the Madain Saleh or the Red Sea.
Are very secured places. Yeah. And this is a good thing that we're talking about this because the Middle East is such a fascinating place. And there are misconceptions about countries in the Middle East. But in fact, a lot of them are very, very safe and virtually crime free.
Yes.
And people there are still, because the tourism industry is so new, they haven't developed this habit of harassing or scamming tourists, unlike places where tourism is such a big industry.
Yeah, yes, it hasn't happened
yet.
Let's
hope not.
Yes, let's, you know, stay that way.
All right. If you want to read more about Amy Li Siuhua, of course, is her other name, adventures in Saudi Arabia, you can read.
It will be out this Sunday in the Sunday Live section of the Straits Times.
That's fantastic. And in it, she will, of course, let you in on what you can expect when you travel and see Saudi Arabia and how to get there as well. Thank you very much, Siuhua. Li Siuhua is the editor of Life, travel editor of Life on the Straits Times, and her article on Saudi Arabia will be out this weekend.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.